GOB 72, Black Caps and Spadgers. Not so long ago I told you the tale of my overwintering black caps. Well, it turns out I've not been the only one. Black caps are not, it seems, just overwintering here on the warmer coast. They're actually the first proof that man can affect the evolution of other species. It turns out that these winter warblers are not our local lads hanging about to sun themselves by the sea, but Central and Eastern European chaps who've decided to shun the costas in favour of Albion shores, purely because of our generous attitude towards immigrants. 20 million households feed their garden birds. Moreover, over the last few years, we make sure that there are plenty of fat balls out all winter, and we've gone over from peanuts on the whole to sunflower hearts. Whereas tits cope with peanuts, and finches dehusk just about anything, sunflower hearts can be coped with by many species that normally stick to insects or to soft fruit. I have to say that the black caps are not the only ones who favour high-fat treats that are easy to break into mouth-sized morsels. Since we started using Hustler's seeds, robins, dunnocks and passing warblers have taken to using our feeders. Mind you, Hawkeye still spends my hard-earned on mealworms for the robin and has been known to stand guard to stop the starlings cleaning up before the robins get a look in. Any birds wanting to go at the sunflower heart have to wait until the goldfinches are so full that they fall asleep on the perches. It makes me wonder how much you people are responsible for the resurgence of house sparrows too. Our local lads were down to less than half a dozen regulars, but especially over the last two or three seasons, have really bounced back. Late summer has seen family parties queuing on the shed roof, waiting for their turn at the feeders. On one day, a combined force of 22 arrived, and six parents got busy at the feeders to sustain the 16 youngsters who stayed on the warm shed roof and tweeted like mad to get their share. My gutters were cleared and repositioned when we extended the loft. Luckily, one of my neighbours' maintenance is sufficiently lax as to allow sparrows and starling lots of nooks and crannies to nest in. A neat row of nest boxes is sustained in favour of his broken air brick and unused flue. At the end of last September, I took a couple of hours to view my favourite hedgerow. It was alive with migrating chiffchaffs, goldcrests and blackcaps. Being a bountiful resource, the birds hardly knew what to stuff their beaks with first, but the blackcaps definitely had two favourites, blackberries and elderberries. Despite a slight chill in the air, the bright sun and blue sky was equally alive with hirundines, swooping into a nice fat supply of flies. The hedgerow teemed with bees and wasps of several varieties, all drawn to the last ivy flowers. Migrant hawker dragonflies were also very evident, and I saw lifetime first, a dragontie take a midge out of the air as neatly as any warbler would. Despite the all-round entertainment, I admit to spending most optic time on the blackcaps. If something else worked along the edge, I took a look so as not to miss any ear ticks or surprises, but as soon as the warblers were identified and the crests proved to be gold, I was back watching a nice fat blackcap risking inebriation on the overripe fruit. About the only other birds that would have distracted me would have been a late swift or a smart male redstart, but none graced the bushes that morning. Mind you, a smart lesser white throat can keep me glued to it too. It'd be good to hear from readers what their favourite migrants are. Anyone else a black capaholic like me?